Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we'll continue on in a teaching mode where I am sharing from the Word of God what the Word of God, the whole counsel of God, has to say about afflictions. Psalm 34 says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." And so regardless of whatever we go through, whatever season in our lives, our God is faithful and He will deliver us. And I've been wanting to share, I got part of the way through it yesterday, five practical things that we can do if you find yourself in the midst of affliction today. And what does it mean to afflict? Well, as I shared at the beginning, when I first shared that scripture with you, afflict means to distress so severely as to cause persistent suffering or anguish, to trouble, to injure. And so it is not a light thing. We may not understand or we don't use it that frequently today, afflictions, but it has a very powerful meaning that some, even Paul said at one point he despaired of life. And so afflictions, and this was the great man of God who gave us most of the New Testament. So we should not be surprised or undone when trouble comes our way. And so I was sharing five practical things to do, practical help, if you will, in the time of afflictions. And I won't have time to go into detail, but just by way of quick review, to first of all, pray. That should be obvious. Secondly, remember the Lord, that He is your comfort and that He is with you. I gave you many scriptures substantiating these claims. And also, thirdly, He's your refuge and your strength. Isaiah 25 and 4 says, "For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall." And then, thirdly, there's the importance of, or the discipline of, offering the sacrifice of praise. Psalm 13, 5 and 6 says, "But I have trusted in thy mercy." Can't we say that, brother and sister? We have trusted in the Lord's mercy, His kindness, His gentleness. "My heart," the psalmist goes on to say, "shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because He hath dealt bountifully with me." And Psalm 57, 6 and 7 says, "They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down." He's describing how he's just about as low as he can get. But he goes on to say, finally, "My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise." And then also, it's important to remember, number four, is to take encouragement from how God has helped you in the past. Take encouragement from former mercies. Psalm 27, verse 9 says, "Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation." 2 Corinthians 1 and 10 says, Paul declares, "Who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that He will yet deliver us." So what is Paul doing there? He's saying that they've come through some great trial. He's delivered them, and he will yet deliver us from everything that we could possibly go through. And fifthly is to trust in the goodness of the Lord. Beloved, that is one of the chief ways the enemy can come to discourage, to bring sorrow and unbelief, because when sorrows and trials and afflictions are sustained and prolonged, don't. We question, well, God, if you really love me so much, how is this continuing? How is this happening? Aren't you hearing my prayers? And we begin to doubt because, beloved, let's face it, we are not, our spirit man is an eternal being, but our flesh, our body, Paul said, who will deliver me from the body of this death? He said, I thank God through Jesus Christ. These physical bodies, unless the Lord comes, will return to the grave. Adam was told, dust thou art, to dust thou shalt return. Remember the words of Job. He said in Job, the 13th chapter, verse 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. He trusted in his integrity. Yes, he had things to learn about God, but he was, there was none like him in all the earth. Now, who of us can lay claim to that? That's what the Lord had to say about him. And Psalm 71 and 20 said, thou which hath shewed me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again and shall bring me up again from the depth of the earth. Beloved, one of my favorite passages, he brought me up out also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. What is that rock? It's none other than Christ Jesus. And 1 Corinthians 1 and 9 says, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So remember, beloved, to pray, to remember that the Lord is your comfort. He's with you. He's your refuge and strength. Remember to praise God. Remember and take encouragement from how he has moved in answer to prayer in times past. Remember his former mercies and to trust in the goodness of the Lord, that he is a good God. He never will abandon you. Jesus said, he will never forsake us. He will not leave us nor forsake us. The Holy Spirit will be with us throughout eternity. Beloved, we can trust God. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. So those were just some general observations to make from the Word of God. But also, beloved, especially in the times and hours in which we're living, we want to continue to look at affliction in the life of the Christian. We want to look, continue to take an in-depth look at battles. And we're going to be looking for the next foreseeable few days on the subject of spiritual battles. And I'd like to share with you a passage that Paul wrote to Timothy. This was his last epistle before he went home to be with the Lord. So 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 10 and 12 says, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured. Beloved, we haven't gone through a fraction of the things that this Apostle Paul suffered. But out of them all, the Lord delivereth me. And verse 12, this is where it hits us. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. I have to go on because this so fits the times in which we're living. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But brother and sister, I'm paraphrasing for us today, continue thou in the things which we have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And then he goes on to say, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. We can have confidence it is the truth and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And so this is what God wants us to know. We are part of spiritual warfare. And why is that? Because Satan knows that his time is short and he desires to promote his kingdom. Can't we see this happening today? There is spiritual warfare in this natural earthly realm because Satan hates God and he opposes God's work, which is the work of the Holy Spirit. He wants people to continue in deception. It says in the Word, the God of this world has blinded the eyes, the mind of them that do not believe, lest the glorious light of the gospel should shine unto them. And remember, from the prophet Zechariah, that little book, in chapter 3, verse 1, we see the high priest, who was Joshua. He was standing before the angel of the Lord. And where was Satan? At his right hand to resist him. And so we have to see that he's a very real and powerful enemy against what God wants to accomplish. But we can be of good cheer because our Lord has maintained, has sustained, and brought the victory to us. 1 Thessalonians 2 and 18 says, "Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us." So he opposes God's work. He hinders the gospel. Matthew 13 and 19 says, "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one to catch away that which was sown in his heart." And 2 Corinthians 4 and 4 says, "In whose case the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." So we see he opposes God's work in terms of the spread of the gospel, in terms of God's work in our lives. And also we see that afflictions will arise from profession of the gospel. We'll pick up there tomorrow, and I invite you to join us at the same time. If at any time you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But as always, I want you to know that I do pray for you, my radio family, my UCM partners, asking God not only for his best in your life, but to stand firm against the attacks of the enemy, to be victorious in Jesus. Thank you so much for joining me. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.